That's the book. You have what me several books before. You have.
Well, I tell you, I bought several different kinds of books before. This book salesman come on here not long ago and sell me a Bible book. And I told him, I said, I got more books than you have.
Say if I ask you, if you would, there's a certain book and I ask you, did you buy that? You say, no, that book was what to me as a present? That book was...
Give them to me for a birthday present or something of the kind.
And say if you've gotten someone, say someone was sick and you've gotten them some medicine, you go in there and you still see the medicine by their bed, you'd say, now why haven't you
taken the medicine?
And the person would say, well, I already
took it.
And in another hour, I'll
take some more.
And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go, what, someone else? You better go.
You better go get someone else that knows.
And what them your question?
Just give them the, tell them the question you told me.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, stretched across the, this corner of the ceiling, you might find a...
cobwebs.
Okay. What makes the cobwebs?
Some say spiders do, but gas, burning gas will too.
How will burning gas make
it? It's a vapor off of it causes a stuff looks like a silk, fine silk, and it'll just collect air stirring in the room and collect it in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't every time that a spider builds it.
What do you call something that a spider builds outside, maybe across the bush?
That's a spider web.
And would you ever call it a cobweb if it's outside?
No, I'd call it spider web.
The parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the...
roots.
Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah.
Do you remember what any of them are?
Sarsaparilla vines, the roots of sarsaparilla vines, and sassafras, tea.
What?
Make tea out of sassafras roots.
Uh-huh.
And they shed Jerusalem oak weed that grows around the yard. Lots. They use that a lot of times, used to did for worm medicine.
What is a Jerusalem thing?
It's a stinking outfit, I can tell you. It grows up like that, get high in your head.
Uh-huh.
And it's got great big roots on it. And you run that beet around in it with a hole or something, cut it down, it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another weed, I don't know what they ever, used it or not. But they called it Jimson weed. It had ball burr balls on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it stinks too.
Did they use the Jimson weed for anything?
I never did know nobody used it.
Which part of the Jerusalem?
The Jerusalem is a light green high bush.
Mm-hmm.
But that Jerusalem oak, it don't get so very high. It had big leaves on it.
Which part did you use for
worming? We used the Jerusalem oak roots.
Mm-hmm.
Boil them. Take the water and mix it in cow feed and hog feed.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't use it for people then?
Never did.
Does it work for animals?
Yes, sir. It work on dogs, yes.
What do you call the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Any
sugar maple.
Huh?
Sugar maple.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Sugar maple orchard.
And what different kinds of trees grow around here?
Ooh, I don't know all of
them. What kinds do you have planted?
Principally is, you mean yard trees?
Well, just...
Well, principally what grows in this country is, oak and gum
mm-hmm.
and pine.